Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Muswellbrook Shire will obtain 5 new fire danger indicator signs under the Black Summer Bushfire Grant Program. It's part of the 8 local initiatives in the Upper Hunter, receiving a slice of $4.1 million in funding going into emergency responses and equipment. Singleton Council is also set to benefit, with funding going towards emergency signage and water tanks, as well as mobile phone boosters for rural community buildings. Senator for New South Wales Perrin Davey says the funding covers a broad range of recovery and resilience projects that are designed to make a tangible impact to the communities who need it most. The Cessnock City Council and Lake Macquarie Council are also included in the latest round of funding support. Thousands of nurses from across the Hunter region walked off the job today to participate in a statewide strike that called on the New South Wales government to meet their demands for fair pay and staff ratios. Hunter and Upper Hunter hospitals were operating under skeleton staff, leaving only enough nurses to care for those who were critically ill. Nurses were calling on for a fair pay rise of 2.5%, including a COVID-19 allowance. They are also looking for fair staff-to-patient ratios and the withdrawal of the amendment to the Workers' Compensation Act. Hunter Workers' Secretary Lee Shears says workers are sick of being tired, burnt out and undervalued.
It's also important to note that the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association has been calling on nurse-to-patient staff ratios for some time now. Our hospital system has been under significant strain for a long, long period of time. And the staff in the nurse and the midwives have been under significant strain dealing with shortage of workers in the space, and particularly to be able to give safe and adequate care to patients, but also being able to take care of themselves.
And a further 1,259 cases of COVID-19 was detected in the Hunter, New England in the past 24 hours. The latest cases were identified through 139 positive PCR tests and 1,120 rapid antigen tests. Hospitalisation numbers slightly spiked in the past 24 hours, with 41 residents receiving care in hospital, which is 5 more than the day prior. There are currently 4 people in intensive care units. Hunter New England Health has also reported the death of another resident in the region overnight. The latest passing away was a man in his 80s from the Newcastle local government area.